Welcome back to Cole & Company. We continue on previewing the 2023 high school football season. Of course, it kicks off this Friday night with week one. A lot of area and metro teams had scrimmages this past weekend, including the one that we're talking about today, and that is the Waterloo Christian Regents. And they will take part in eight-player football, and it's going to be their inaugural season. And, of course, first-year coach Andy Brimmer is our guest right now to tell us all about Waterloo Christian football getting off the ground. Coach Brimmer, thanks so much for being here today. Pleasure to have you on the show.
My pleasure, Cole. My pleasure, and great to be on the Fan at 1650. It's always great to talk to you. We are a first-year program, and about middle of July, we didn't know if we were going to have a program, to be honest with you. The program got started by three gentlemen that did a wonderful job getting everything set up and started about a year and a half ago, and then some things happened that they found out they couldn't do it, and so the program was without any coaches, and I got a call on a Thursday afternoon from my pastor, and he said that, hey, Waterloo Christian is looking for football coaches. Are you still looking? And I was, and so I went in for the interview and got the job a couple of days later.
What an interesting story. And I just want to take off from basically right where you left it. I remember you had said when we first spoke, organizing the interview here for the show, that July 17th, the day you're hired, that's obviously late in the season, like you point out there. But just tell us what the experience has been like so far. You're a little over a month on the job here. What are maybe some things that you're most proud of so far, and what you and the people around you have been able to accomplish? And maybe on the other side of the coin, what's something where you know a lot of work's yet to be had?
Well, first off, the first thing that we had to do, and I wasn't much a part of this because basically the administration and the board over there at Waterloo Christian, they helped me find assistant coaches, and we got three just great assistant coaches. Keenan Davis is a parent who's stepping up and doing a great job for us. Jordan Grieco, he's been a great help. 8 years experience, all at eight man, which is a tremendous help for me. And then Matt Porter, 20 plus years experience. So we do have a lot of experience besides myself, and that's a wonderful thing. The thing that I'm proud of is our administration has been behind us and very good to us about if we need to get something, they say, yeah, go find it, you know. And the thing is, the best part about it are the kids. The young men are just so resilient. And they're fun to coach, and they're just, I'm having fun coaching this group of guys because we do have very inexperienced football players. We have about five or six kids that have played before with a shared agreement with another school.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are brand new to football. So we are teaching bare basics, you know, how to block, how to tackle, getting in a three-point stance, things of that nature that they've never been shown before. And we did have our scrimmage last Friday, and it showed us what we needed to go and work on. So we took a step back yesterday, going to do it again today, and go back to reteaching.
How did the guys?
That's the fun part.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but how did the guys respond to that? You know, it's one thing to face some adversity in practice where it's like, man, I think I'm about out of gas here. Or I think I might get sick, or man, my shoulder hurts from all the tackling drills we've done. But that's a lot different than going out and facing an opponent for the first time. How were the guys in that practice yesterday, Coach Brimmer, because of having that great opportunity to go up against somebody else, learn from that, and then, like you mentioned, it led to having to take a step back in practice?
Oh, they were energized. They were absolutely energized. They were excited to go hit somebody else, but it did expose us. We played a very good team, or scrimmaged a very good team in Southeast Warren. I think they're preseason four or five, somewhere in there. And it exposed a lot of things that we needed to go look at. But we had a meeting yesterday before we went out half-hour, 40-minute meeting with the guys, and we just laid it out to them why we're going to do this, and they just bought in. And that's the great thing about this group of young men is they bought into our process, they're buying into the teaching, and they know that when we're correcting them, it's not criticism, it's we want them to do something a little bit better than what they've done. And they want to do better. That's they want that. So it's a beautiful situation and just a great opportunity for everybody. You know, we're going to have football for the first time at Waterloo Christian, and I can't wait for Friday night to get here. Except for the fact I want to have more practices.
That you've spoken like a true coach, always wanting to have more practices. As Andy Brimmer, the first year coach at Waterloo Christian, is our guest right now, talking about this inaugural season for the Regents, competing in 8-player. Your guys get an opportunity to get in to a weight room somewhere, Coach, before the season began. I know, obviously, like we touched on already, your hiring came in late July, but knowing that the wheels had been in motion for some time with this football program, do you know of your guys who knew they'd be out for the sport, be able to go out and do anything organized in terms of weightlifting or conditioning in preparation for this season?
Yes, they did. We have a shared agreement with a church about a block and a half away from our campus, Cedar Valley Church. We have a room. They provided us a room, and we put our weight equipment in there, and they had summer workouts there as far as the strength goes. They did have with the previous people, they had a couple of camps that they went through. So as far as the weight room goes, probably about 75% were doing the weight workouts during the summer. And then right now we are doing 2, sometimes 3 days a week. And then once we get into the season, we're definitely going to shorten it down to 2 days a week of weight work. And the other morning, we had a 6:15 rollout for weight. And we had everyone there except for one kid.
Awesome. Awesome.
It was just a great attendance. And they were expecting 20, maybe 22 athletes out for football. And we've gotten that number up to about 34 right now.
That's a great number to have, an 8-player. I would imagine that, you know, between what you've seen in these preseason practices, a scrimmage, having that number of guys, Coach Brimmer, that maybe you feel like you know this team in terms of what its identity may come to be this season. This far into 8-player football, how long it's been in the state, when it first got going, you know, it was kind of like a 3 yards in a cloud of dust class of football. And now you're seeing some wide open offenses, while at the same time, some of those programs are still running, you know, that 3 yards in a cloud of dust scheme, if you will. So what would you say, Coach, in terms of offense, defense, both of them, what first impressions you might have of how this team can play its best football?
That's a great question, because every day, every single day, I'm learning more and more about our athletes. And that's a beautiful thing, because we've got athletes, and they are very athletic up and down our roster. And that's just a great issue, a great positive that we have. And so we're asking kids to, you know, some kids are being asked to sacrifice going from maybe third string fullback to guard, or third or fourth string tight end move into guard or center, because the game is won and lost. Whether you're a spread team or whether you're a 3 yards and a grounded pound, you know, an 8-man, it'd be an I, 2-back formation.
Mm-hmm.
The game's won and lost up front. And so you need to get your athletes and get athletes up front that can block. And then get guys that can get off blocks and tackle on defensive side. And so every day when we're putting in new plays, I see something that works and maybe tweak personnel with position groupings,
mm-hmm.
and just trying to get as many of our athletes involved as I can. And the assistant coaches are doing a great job right now. If we, you know, we're going to go into Friday night, and we maybe only have to platoon, or we only have to maybe have 3 kids go both ways 100% of the time, which is a great issue, because we've got athletes to play both sides of the ball.
that's outstanding. Very rare to have an eight-player team that can say that. And, you know, talking about this Friday night's week one season opener at Springville for your Waterloo Christian Regents. Coach, just before we talk about maybe that matchup against Springville, how about the fact that, okay, there is Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe a walkthrough on Thursday. What's on your checklist? What's at the top of the checklist for Coach Brimmer on what you would love to be able to check off? Maybe not just because you're 100% about it, but you're feeling good about it in terms of what you can accomplish between then and now in practice.
Taking every moment I have and teaching. That's the biggest thing, because we're learning football every single day. Yesterday, like I said, we got exposed on a couple of things last Friday. So yesterday we went back, and in our meeting we started talking terminology of the game. And what does that term mean? You know, like our blocking schemes. You know, I'm an old wing T guy in 11-man football, and, you know, blocking a gap down backer or reach on backer, things like that. What do those things mean, and how do we get them accomplished?
Yeah.
And that's what we did it yesterday. We're going to continue doing it today. And it's just that teaching. And then we got to finalize some of our positions. Who's going to be there, number one, and who's going to be number two. And maybe we go into Friday and split time. We've got a great situation. We've got two good quarterbacks. Then we may end up splitting time to see who plays the best and who's going to be out there, you know, next game at number one.
Coach, when it comes to that game on Friday night against the Springville Orioles, have you thought much in terms of what your message to the guys will be, and what, if anything, do you know about your opponent, Springville?
Springville is a very well-coached team. Coach Martin is a great coach. He's been around for a long time. Their fundamentals are solid. They have good athletes as well. Several good down linemen up front on offense and on defense, and that's where we're going to have to really focus our thing. But as far as my message to our team, the Regents, I just want them to go out, have fun, let's have a little success, and continue building on what we started back on August 7th. And that's the message. You know, it's not, we don't talk wins and losses.
Sure.
We talk about having fun. We talk about the team first and discipleship with Jesus, and how that all can come from playing the game of football. And you know what? Let's just go have some fun and, you know, learn some discipline and talk about, you know, our beliefs and our faith, and just go out there and be disciples.
I love it. Waterloo Christian Regents football coach Andy Brimmer, kind enough to join us on Cole & Company. The Regents will kick off the inaugural season for them this Friday night, as we were just talking there with Coach, on the road at Springville. Coach Brimmer, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate you. Best of luck, best of health, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point during the season, and you can tell us about all the progress your team's made at that point, okay?
That'd be great, Cole, and I'll always make time for the fans at 1650, and appreciate you giving me a little time to talk about our football players and talk about our program.
Pleasure's all mine, Coach Brimmer. Take care. Good luck this Friday night.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.